In the Middle East today, the headquarters of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat are under siege. Israeli soldiers and tanks swarmed inside the Palestinian leader's compound in Ramallah today, punching holes in walls and fighting room to room with Arafat's bodyguards. At least 5 Palestinians and 2 Israeli soldiers were killed. Nabil Abu Rudina is a spokesman for Chairman Arafat. He is inside the compound. Regular phone lines are blocked, but earlier today, we got through to him on his cell phone.
At 3 o'clock early morning, they started invading and encouraging the whole area, and they stormed the walls of the headquarters of President Arafat, and they occupied 7 buildings adjacent to the building, the main building of the president, and they started shooting. They killed 1 soldier and injured 5 soldiers as well. And since early morning till now, the confrontation is going on. 20 minutes ago, their snipers shot one of our soldiers in the compound. Their terror is against the Palestinian people is continuing, and we urge the United States to intervene immediately and to stop this terror and this aggression against the Palestinian people.
Now, are there tanks in the compound right now?
Yes, there are many tanks and many Israeli soldiers in the compound, and they are occupying, as I told you, 7 of the buildings around the main compound.
Is there any shooting right now?
The continuous shooting, sporadical shooting all the time. The early morning, it was very severe damage happened to the compound itself.
How many people are left in the compound?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. There are a lot of people and a lot of soldiers. The most important thing is that we are under siege and the Israelis are still conducting their bombardment against us and against the Palestinian people.
Where is President Arafat?
He is in his compound conducting his duties. In a few minutes, he will be talking to Colin Powell. An hour ago, he was talking to President Mubarak and King Abdullah of Jordan. He received a lot of telephone calls from the Spanish Prime Minister and from the representative of the United Nations and the Security Council. So he's conducting and carrying out his duties as usual.
The Israelis say they don't want to harm Mr. Arafat. The U.S. says that
they are ruining all his headquarters and bombarding all his offices and cutting the electricity on his compound, and the shooting is all around his office, and the situation is very critical and very, very serious.
Are there wounded in the compound with you now?
We have 40 people wounded so far. We succeeded to transfer 7 of them to the hospitals by the Red Cross ambulances, but the others were treated locally.
Now, are Israeli soldiers trying to break into the rooms where you are, or have they backed off?
They tried to break the buildings around us, and their tanks are around the building and on the rooftops of all the buildings adjacent to our building.
Do you fear for your life right now, sir?
This is not the problem. The problem is the freedom of our people and the withdrawal of the Israeli tanks and the peace process itself and the ending of this occupation, which is the real terror and the real obstruction against the peace process.
Is Mr. Arafat being moved from room to room now, or is he staying put?
I can't elaborate on this. He is with his soldiers, surrounded by the Israeli tanks, and it's a war, and the situation is very grave and very serious.
Nabil Abu Rudina is a spokesman for Yasser Arafat. We reached him earlier today inside the Palestinian compound in Ramallah.